AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Three people have been arrested in Tunisia in connection with this past week's truck attack in Germany. The suspect's nephew reportedly had been sent money to join him in Europe. They're all suspected of people being involved in the same extremist group. The AP's Geir Molson.
The head of Germany's Federal Criminal Police Office says that Anis Amri has been linked to an extremist recruitment network that was allegedly run by a preacher who was arrested last month. Holger Münch said that Amri's name had, as he put it, come up in the past in connection with this network. And every
breath we drew. Meantime, last night in Berlin, there was a memorial concert honoring the victims of the attack and to show solidarity against hatred. In the wake of the attack in Germany, in this country, the FBI is warning of possible attacks on churches this weekend. Our Carlotta Bradley has that story.
Spokesman Andrew Ames says the Bureau knows about the recent link published online that urges attacks against U.S. churches. He says, as with similar threats, the FBI is tracking the matter and will work closely with federal, state, and local law enforcement should there be any potential threat to public safety.
Well, it doesn't happen often on issues related to the Middle East, but the U.S. has abstained from voting on a resolution condemning Israeli settlements. Our Mark Smith tells us President-elect Trump was quick to respond.
Minutes after the vote, the president-elect tweeted from his resort in Florida, "Things will be different after January 20th. Earlier this week, Trump called the resolution extremely unfair to Israel and said approving it would tie the Jewish state's hands in any peace talks. He also placed calls to Israeli and Egyptian leaders in a bid to head off the Security Council considering it.
Actress Carrie Fisher is in intensive care unit following a serious medical emergency on a flight from Los Angeles. Her brother Todd Fisher says she is getting excellent care. This is AP Radio News. Nigeria's president claims the Boko Haram extremist group has finally been crushed after being driven from its last stronghold in a forest. That forest is also where the extremists are believed to be holding more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014. There's no indication the girls have been released. The first lawsuit has been filed following Oakland's deadly warehouse fire.
The parents of 20-year-old college student Michaela Gregory are suing the owner, the chief tenant, and others because of the deadly fire in the Oakland warehouse known as the Ghost Ship. The lawsuit says Gregory was trapped on the second floor of the building. She was one of 36 people who died in the blaze.
That's the AP's Mike Gracia. Nine managers who were fired by Whole Foods supermarkets for allegedly manipulating a bonus program have now filed a class action lawsuit against the grocery chain. The former managers argue that Whole Foods engaged in systemic wage theft at its stores nationwide by not handing out bonuses earned by employees. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.